Check.
Uh-huh.
Whoa, that was quick. All right, cool. Mics are good. Welcome back to the Basement Yard.
That's rare.
Everyone. What, the one check?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All I need is one mic.
That's old Nas.
That was a good song.
That was a great song.
It was kind of like, I couldn't relate to it at all. Because it was like about like really hard stuff. And I was just like, the pen part I could relate to.
What, having a pen?
Yeah, every once in a while, I'm like, all I need is a pen right now.
When have you felt that way?
You've never had a feeling where you're like, oh man, I need a pen. Does anyone have a pen? All I need is one pen.
You took Nas's song and you formed it into, oh man, hey, do you got a pen I could borrow?
Hey man, life imitates art.
Usually, who borrows pens? Usually it's pencils you need to borrow. People got pens. People don't have pencils.
I'm going to disagree with you there. I feel like more people have pens now than they do pencils.
That's exactly what I just said.
Wait.
There, you have pens. You need pencils.
No. Like I'm saying, I think more people would be in desire for a pen. Like you can't sign a document with a pencil, dog.
No, I know that, but you don't need a pen. Listen, you don't. You have pens because pens are more useful.
Okay.
But when you're taking a math test, you need to use a pencil.
Yeah, but that's a test. I'm talking about like.
I'm not talking about adults, dog.
We don't need
a fucking pencil.
Oh, all right.
I haven't erased shit in years.
I feel you, cuz.
When was the last time you erased something? You haven't used an eraser in years, I guarantee it. When was the last time you erased something?
Maybe 15 years ago.
So I'm saying no one erases anymore.
Yeah.
We could just backspace shit. Or we just pen, we cross it out. But I can't, I haven't erased. And I can't tell you how long. And I used to love erasers. Get the ones that look like cars.
Like cars?
You never had that? Like, you know, book fairs and shit?
Yes, book fairs were great, but I never had money to buy any of the posters.
Posters?
Yeah, they would sell posters and books and bookmarks and pencils.
I never bought a book at a book fair.
How?
The Scholastic Book Fair.
The Scholastic Book Fair, fucking robbery, that fucking thing.
Oh, I was going to say, what are you talking? You're about to get mad angry.
No, no. Books, dude. No, because every time I would go there, I'd be like, yo, this is mad expensive. Like, I can't get this book. That was the only time I ever wanted to buy books. I was never going to read those books.
But. Nah, hell no. You just wanted to be like, I'm not poor. What's up? I bought stuff.
100%.
That was it.
That's all I wanted. Not have everyone not know I was poor. You got kids. I got 6 books. I'm over here with a fucking bookmark.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Ends up like in the garbage like a day later.
Yeah. I used to get money from my mom. She would give me like $4 and then I would just go ham on erasers.
Yeah. Erasers were dope.
They were awesome.
Remember like the pink little brick ones?
Hell yeah.
And wasn't there like a two-tone one?
Yeah, it was like gray and pink.
Yeah, why was it gray though?
I don't know. It reminded me of that ice cream.
You ate gray ice cream?
No. That wasn't. You know the ice cream that's like pink, white, and Neapolitan?
Neapolitan.
Neapolitan.
Yeah.
Yo, never ate the strawberry garbage.
No, strawberry was garb.
Yo, Neapolitan, strawberry was the worst.
Yeah.
Vanilla was the best. Chocolate was the second best.
Yeah, but you couldn't just eat vanilla alone.
No. You dug in between those lines.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But literally.
I used to get so mad when I would see chocolate in the vanilla, though.
Nah, because it's like, whatever. Those can mix. But if I got some pink in my white, I'd be fucking pissed.
Also, because the strawberry was chunky. You would get those frozen bits of strawberry.
Ew.
I hated those.
Blend this.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. No. Strawberry ice cream is gross.
What'd you have mostly growing up? Turkey Hill, Breyers?
Ooh, that's a great question. Honestly, the real answer is whatever was on sale.
Yeah, it depends how good my parents were doing.
Yeah,
at the time.
Breyers was probably
splurging. Haagen-Dazs was splurging.
No, Haagen-Dazs stick. I still don't buy Haagen-Dazs because that shit is expensive.
It's $8.99 for four bars.
For the fucking, yo, Haagen-Dazs sells those little urine samples. And they're like $10.
I know. They're so good, though.
I know, man.
What's your favorite Haagen-Dazs, like, actual ice cream?
I honestly haven't had a whole lot of Haagen-Dazs in my life.
Let me ask you this. When you have a chocolate-covered shell, but it's vanilla inside, like Haagen-Dazs, you know what I mean? How they come in the bars?
Oh, yeah.
Do you eat the top or the sides or the bottom first? Or do you just lick that chocolate?
Ew, who the fuck licks those?
I know liquors.
They lick hard chocolate?
Yeah.
Fucking idiots.
But like, they like, suck that thing.
Whoa, that was, yeah, listen, your neck is in a move. I'm just going to say, now it's recorded, people can see it.
Practice.
Saw that? All right. No, but yeah, I didn't lick that. I would bite the, at first I wouldn't bite like directly on top, but I'd bite like a little. a 45 degree bite on top, but then I usually go sides.
The worst is when you get a big ass bite and way too much of the chocolate would come off.
It'd just chip off.
And yeah, and
that's like Klondike bars. Klondike bars are fucking bullshit too, because it's like you bite it and all of a sudden this becomes a
yeah. Flying saucers.
What is that? Oh, like, is that the cookie?
The cookie, and it has like the swirl vanilla in it.
Shit is fire, dude.
Fucking side lick the shit out of those.
Oh my god, that's like licking a vagina.
Hell yeah. That taught me everything, really.
I mean, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. Very sexual food, ice cream.
Yeah, you know what else is a sexual food that reminds me of vaginas? Macaroons. You ever turn a macaroon sideways? You're like, that's a pussy right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, it is.
You know?
It actually has like the same like dimensions too.
What?
Like
macaroons are like this big, dude.
No. Not like
yeah,
that.
What are you
but
fucking
like
fairies? Like pixie fucking
pixie vaginas? No, but it like actually really legitimately looks like a puss.
Yeah, it does,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I agree with you.
I don't really like macaroons.
I don't think macaroons are great.
No, big vagina guy though.
Big vagina guy, big cannoli guy.
Ooh, big cannoli guy.
Chocolate cannoli?
Yeah. Whatever cannoli.
You like vanilla cannolis over chocolate cannolis though?
No, it's usually like the vanilla with the chocolate chips in it.
Nah, I just get the chocolate filling cannoli.
Nah, the chocolate's good too, but the vanilla is a classic.
Yeah.
And yo, you ever
I'm not going to shy away from a vanilla cannoli. I'm just saying I prefer a chocolate one.
That's fine. Yeah. That's fine. But like, you ever go to like Costco
yes.
or BJ's and they have like a big fucking tray and it's like all cannoli like chips or whatever, and then just a big pool of the white shit that you could just dip into?
No.
You've never seen this?
No.
Dude.
Sounds a little gross, to be honest.
Why? It's a cannoli.
Yeah, but everyone's dipping in there.
Yeah, you scoop. You're not spitting in it. The fuck? It's like eating chips.
How big is this cauldron of fucking cannoli soup?
It's pretty big. It takes up, I would say, like 30% of the package.
Really?
Yeah, it's a big dip. It's a big dip. Because you need a lot of fucking sauce. Yeah. Whatever that is. What is that?
I don't know what it is.
Cream?
Cream. It would have to be cream.
Yeah.
Sauce? No.
Where did this conversation, how did we get here?
I have no idea.
What was the original point to this?
I don't know.
We were talking about foods or something.
I don't know. Did you ever mess with like your friend's food growing up? Like put something in their food?
I did once.
You did?
So I didn't put anything in their food.
I think that shit's like fucked up.
It's very fucked. It's bad. And I learned the hard way. This I didn't think it was a big deal because I didn't like put a cricket in his fucking,
right.
you know, whatever,
yeah.
you know, like that's disgusting. Or like rub his pizza on my dick or something,
yeah.
you know, I also think he would have noticed if I did that. But anyway, there was a time where in middle school, there was a vending machine that had these like fruity drinks in them. It was mad, like ghetto. Like, I don't know what the fuck it was. It just said like apple on it. It was just like apple juice or some shit. But it was in a can, so you couldn't see what was in it. So I like drank this apple thing that like was the one that everyone wanted, you know? So I finished mine and then I put chocolate milk in there. And you know, listen, chocolate milk, amazing, especially out of those fucking paper cartridges things that you can never fucking open correctly.
Yeah.
I hate those things. I'm trying to do fucking origami while opening this fucking thing. It's like, why won't this come out?
Fucking scratching the shit out of the corner in there.
I hated that shit. Why do I gotta fucking, I gotta fold it? Oh, you remember those things?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Well, let me tell you your future.
Green. You're fucking stupid.
Yeah.
They're always mean. They were never like, you're really hot and gonna be successful. They're always like, you're fucking ugly and like you have like cooties. I was like, fuck you, bitch.
Do you remember those things?
I was like, I knew I should have picked blue. Fuck.
All right, hold on. I'm going to go back to that. But like, so I filled this can up with chocolate milk.
Okay.
And I was like, yo, I don't want this. Like, I bought it like by accident. I didn't even take a sip of it. Do you want it? This kid's like, yeah. And he drank it expecting apple juice, but he got chocolate milk. Very different tastes.
Yeah.
So he was prepared for something, got something else, threw up.
Ew.
Yeah.
That's a pretty bad one.
Yeah, I felt bad. I never did anything like ever again as far as that goes. I felt terrible because I thought it was like, haha, it's just chocolate milk. But then he drank it because chocolate milk's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, I did something worse than that.
What'd you put like?
Pee-pee.
You peed?
Here's the whole context. All right. So we were buying beer for this group of girls, right?
You pissed in a beer?
In high school. And this one girl was like really, really annoying. Mm-hmm. Like, she was like, oh my God, you guys fucking get this fucking beer already? Like, we fucking gave you all this fucking money to go get it. Like, where the fuck are you guys? So I was like, yo, we got 40s. I was like, yo, blank is fucking pissing me off. I'm gonna drink the first like couple sips of it, and I'm gonna go toot-toot-toot in there a little bit. And I did.
You toot-toot-tooed?
I toot-toot-tooed in there, and she drank it. I had no idea. She had no idea. That just shows you how bad old English is, by the way. And yeah. She can't tell that the difference between malt liquor and piss.
I honestly, if you toot-toot-tooed in my beer, I probably wouldn't know.
Yeah, nah.
In fucking OE, I would never know.
No. Also, this was like 17 years ago, but like, you don't know
what beer tastes like.
Yeah, you're just drinking.
It's like, it's not really good, but I'm going to do it because it's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, basically. That's what it was. You drank because it was cool and you had nothing to do.
Yeah. I remember the first time I drank Heineken at my friend's like.
That's pee.
That is legitimate monkey piss.
Yeah.
Heineken is disgusting. And I don't know how people drink that shit, but it was like my friend's like 17th birthday. And some kids older than us like got us beer. And we were drinking Heineken out of those. Remember those little kegs?
The keg cans.
Yeah. No. There was like an actual keg, but it was like this big.
Yeah.
Oh. We're on the same page then?
Yeah. The mini kegs. Also, just to clean myself up there, the girl did find out about it, and it was fine. She was okay with it. It was a joke for a while.
Oh, this part I don't believe.
There was no charges pressed or anything like that. They thought it was like funny, which is blew me away.
If a girl was like, oh my God, you pissed in my beer? That's hilarious. I'd be like, what the fuck?
Well, they found out like a year later.
But still.
So it was like, if I found out that night, I would be upset.
Did you tell her or like it just came around?
It just came around. The rumor was out.
Rumor's out there like, yo, Danny pissed in her beer.
Yeah.
I can't believe you do too, dude.
I had to.
I didn't have to.
Listen, I didn't have to, but she wasn't very nice.
At least you didn't poo-poo.
No. You can't drink poo-poo.
Yeah.
There's people out there that drink their own pee for nutrients.
Nutrients?
Yeah.
What nutrients? I thought that's you're getting rid of.
No. There's like nutrients in your pee or something. Like boxers do it sometimes.
Boxers drink their piss?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
It's like it like.
There's some kind of replenishing fluid within pee. So if anything, I made her into a super person.
You did, but it's fine.
No.
Do you think you could drink your own piss?
Yeah. I could. If it was like watered out, I don't know if I could drink that yellow shit, but I could drink my own pee for sure.
You can't drink like a dehydrated piss?
You never tasted your own pee?
Why would I have done that?
No, because like you've never tasted your own pee ever.
I don't think so.
Not like drank it. Like in the shower, pee on your finger a little bit, give it the old, see what it tastes like.
What, like I'm doing coke?
No, a little bit, like a little freezer.
No, I've never done that. Wait, you've pissed on your hand and put it in your mouth?
Yeah, like when I was like 6, 5.
Why?
Because I was a kid. I didn't know. It was pee coming out of me.
I don't know. It's kind of old for pissing on your hand and trying it out.
I don't think so. People piss on their hands for callous reasons.
Yeah, that's fine. But jam it in your mouth afterwards?
I didn't jam it.
You.
I went splashed a little bit off the stream and went like that. That was it.
I can't believe you did that.
What's the big deal? I don't see any big deal about it. I think people that are lying about it aren't, you know.
I'm not lying about it. I've never flicked my stream and then gotten a little taste.
No. Also, there's another thing, though, too.
You ever taste your own shit?
No.
Oh, like shit's out of the question? You're tasting pee?
Why would anyone taste their own shit?
I don't know. You've been through the front door. Why not come out the back?
If you're going to taste one or the other, what are you going to taste?
Well, obviously, I'm going to take pee.
Thank you.
Yeah, but at 6 years old, I don't know the difference.
All right, I'm crazy. I'm not a sociopath.
Well, did you like the taste of your own pee?
No, it was just one of those things discovering my body, bro.
What did you discover?
Discover my bod.
You discovered that pee
tastes
like
pee? Let me ask you this question. You ever thought about tasting your own jizz?
No.
Never once.
No.
I've thought about it.
You've thought about it?
Yeah, why not?
You've weighed the options? What are you doing? You're posing? Wait, so...
I've weighed the options, but I've never tasted it.
Right.
You know?
I know people who've done it.
Oh, is that worse than pee?
Jizz is by far worse than pee.
So what are you coming at me for?
You're sitting in front of me. Tell me you're flicking your stream into your mouth.
I flicked my stream and it went like that.
Yeah, I know.
That's all that happened.
Yeah, you put a cigarette out on your tongue.
Basically. And I was like, yeah, that's pee. That's what I thought pee would taste like, bro. Yeah, here's the thing. I keep it authentic on here. I keep it reals.
That's fine.
I'm not complaining
about the authenticity of this show. I know you're dragging your ass on the floor with shit.
You said you'd never bring that up again.
No, I didn't. I never said that. No, I never agreed to that. And now you're trying pee.
I'm just being honest with the audience. I'm not lying.
I've tasted my blood many times. Well, not.
I tasted my blood recently.
No, like twice I've done it.
No, because like, I have to prick my finger for diabetes, so I do that sometimes.
Yeah, it's a little gross, but you know. What are we? We're eating.
That was the finger I did it with.
Oh, so what are we? Blood brothers now?
No, piss brothers now.
Oh, fuck. Yeah.
I flicked my stringer. My stringer.
Your stringer.
My stream with this finger. I don't think it's that weird for like a kid to taste his own pee, bro. Do you think it's that weird?
I think that more people haven't done it than have done it.
See, I would say you're wrong. I would say more people have thought. And then we're going to go back to your friends that are tasting their own cum, by the way. But I'm just letting you this. I'm just letting you know this. I guarantee you, if you lie detected a bunch of people and they said no, they'd come back a hit for lying.
So you think they purposefully have gone out of their way to be like, I'm tasting this piss today.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
No. I can see if...
Dude, in the shower, like, you know what I'm saying? You pee in the shower, dog?
Fuck yeah, I pee in the shower. People don't pee in the shower?
No, it's...
I will save a pee.
A lot of people won't pee in the shower because they think it's gross.
Ew, I will save a pee for the shower. Yeah. I like the warm sensation down my leg.
You pee down your leg?
Not my... You know what I'm saying. I was joking around. But like, you
my
know...
My pee joins the stream that's running down my body then down the tip of my penis?
That's... Yeah, and then it
becomes like a super spray.
Yeah, but then you're like, now you don't know where my pee is.
Yeah, you don't know where it
like,
is
you
at
don't,
all.
I don't know if I'm peeing still or not because the water that's dripping off my body is intersecting with my stream. So it's like my piss disappears.
Yeah. It does become ghost piss.
Exactly. Yeah. Ghost piss.
It is a ghost piss.
It's a disappearing act is what it is.
Because there's soap on the floor. It's a ghost piss. It's a ghost piss. But like... Your friends.
Yeah.
And the cum. I want to hear this now. Because, no, I got to name no names.
Yeah, no.
Have I ever met any of them?
Oh, you've met. I only know of one.
Okay. So, and I've met them.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, tell me this experience.
Well, I can't really, you know, explain an experience because I wasn't there for this.
Yeah, but what did they say about it?
It was kind of like not that it was in passing because he attempted to make it seem like it was going to happen. Like, oh, I'm just going to mention this and then we're going to move forward. And I was like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah.
And I had to bring it back and get more info. But basically, one of my friends was just like, yeah, it was basically the same where you flicked your pee stream and tried it. It was just kind of like, I'm going to try this and see what all the fuss is about. Mm. I'll tell you this. I don't look at them the same.
You don't, right? No. You can't. You would expect me to taste my pee, though, I think.
I was shocked by you tasting
really?
Pee. Not that I'm shocked.
It's not that crazy of a thing.
If I really had to think about it, if you've done it, then sure. Maybe.
A flick and a kiss. Doesn't hurt.
A flick and a kiss?
Yeah, that's it. I think you should taste your own pee. Do it right here on the show.
I'm not tasting my pee. Listen, I'll look at my asshole in the mirror, but I'm not going to taste my pee.
I thought I could get him again, guys. Sorry about that. No, but it's...
putting the pressure on me.
It's really... like I really don't think it's a big deal. I think it's kind of normal. You know, it's not jizzing on your cat or anything, but... you know.
Yeah, that's true. Would you suck your own dick if you could?
Hell yeah.
Is that gay?
No. It's like... Then that would mean jerking off is gay.
If jerking off is gay, then I'm fucking gay as fuck.
Gay as all fuck.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to be fucking doing backflips down that fucking parade. If jerking off is gay, dude, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, no.
Because I think we talked about that for a second.
Putting a dick in your mouth is kind of gay.
It's your dick, bro.
Yeah, but it's a penis.
As long as you don't fin in there.
See? Yeah, but I also think that just sucking your own ween is a gateway drug to... trying your own J.
I'm going to agree with you because I... Yeah, probably. But it comes down to, you know, when you're going to be an L.
Yeah.
So you could get out of there if you want.
Oh, yeah. You could definitely get out of there.
Yeah.
Eject.
Yeah. But, like, do you think you'd be able to give yourself, like, a fucking awesome blowsh?
I'll be honest. I don't have, first of all, the dick capacity for that sort of thing. I think you need some sort of, like,
What are you saying? You got a big-ass dick?
No, I'm saying I don't have the dick capacity. Like, I don't have some methodical penis that's going to reach, like,
even no, close. No. Because, like,
yo, another thing is, not a flexible dude.
No, yeah, I hear
so
you.
So I can't, like, I would need at least 3 years of yoga under my belt before I could even consider such things. And even then, I'm not even fully confident.
How about this? Would you lick your own balls? You know those people that could put, like, their legs behind their head?
Yeah, but I don't think they could get their balls that close.
I'm just saying, maybe you could, like...
You know, no one can lick their balls. What, you've licked your balls?
No, I'm just saying, like, there's definitely somebody out there that could lick their balls.
The dick's only possible because it's.
What about those
up?
Little fucking trapeze artists that crunch into those goddamn, like, boxes that are this big? They could lick their own balls, dude.
Maybe.
They could lick their own balls. There's somebody out there flexible enough to lick their own testicle sack.
Dogs can lick their own balls, and it's like, it's fine.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But they're cleaning their penis, right? Or you think they do because it feels good sometimes?
I don't know.
I think they do.
They're like, this is kind of dope.
Yeah, this is kind of dope.
Yeah, but they also have, their dicks are in this, like, furry capsule.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dog dicks are weird.
Yeah, my dog's got a little dick.
Dog dicks are gross.
It's just like his dad. But it's like, dog dicks are probably the grossest dicks on the planet.
Oh, no, we looked up that dolphin dick and it was weird.
Yeah, but that dolphin dick, like,
and that just looks like a vein.
Yeah, but that looks like it should be on a dolphin. A dog's balls are like our balls.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, like, then they just have this fucking weird dick, dude.
It's all wet.
Yeah, and it's pointy.
Yeah.
And it's got all kinds of red veins
in
there.
It looks like lipstick that you cut with a scissor this way.
Yes.
Like, sideways.
Yes, and it has, like, that perfect sleek angle.
Yeah, like, sick.
Yeah.
It's like a flat top, but, like, bang.
Yeah, they have, like Minecraft.
Yeah, why is it so, like, just, like, wet all the time?
It's wet all the time.
It's soaking in there.
Has Charlie ever been full on fucking hard?
Dude, yeah.
Have you ever touched his hard penis?
Oh my god, no.
Trying to get him, guys.
If a dog's dick touched my hand, I'd so much Purell.
Have you ever been rubbing him? You got close to his penis? I'm like, I'm sorry, bud. Like, I go right up to his head. I'm like, sorry, man.
Oh, sorry, man.
I was playing MLB The Show last night, and he was right next to me, and I was rubbing him. I was like, oh, penis. And, like, went back up to his head. I was like, sorry. Can't end up on the internet because then all of a sudden people are going to think you fucked a cat or your dog or something. So,
yo,
gotta be careful out here.
Thomas's dog, it's a husky. I'm not even trying to be funny. It has a bigger dick than me.
That would make sense though. Like, I'm telling you, there's some fucking Rotties out there that got bigger dicks than me. For
this
sure.
Dog has a like a cock on it.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Don't you think he's a little like, meh?
Well, he always sniffs penises. But, like, not like a dog. Like, you know how dogs, like, they get near assholes and dicks and they're like, let me check this out. And they get a good whiff of what's going on. And then, they, you know, whatever, they collect all their information and then they bounce.
Yeah. Download some data and bounce.
Nah, he would be there all day, like,
smelling that dick.
Yeah, like, putting in overtime on this penis.
Yeah.
So, that's a little strange, so.
Yeah. I really am a firm believer that dogs can be homosexual, by the way.
Yeah, I don't see why not. Everything else can be gay.
Oh, you know what I heard about? You know when dogs dream?
Yeah, and they like run.
They're dreaming about you 90% of the time. A study came out.
How the fuck would anyone know that?
A study came out, an animal study, whatever, some fucking university.
An animal study.
From some university, some like highly...
Harvard, let's go there.
No, not Harvard, but it was some highly certified Princeton. Person. Ivy League school. I can't remember the study. I don't have my phone. But they came to the conclusion that 90% of your dog's dreams are of you or are of, like, say, the people that are around most. So, like, Shannon.
Yeah.
Your mom.
So, he's dreaming about me?
Yeah, he dreams about you. It's pretty awesome, isn't it?
I love him.
I know. I'm about to cry for a
second. But also, why is he barking so much?
Because he's playing with you.
Oh, he's having a good time?
Yeah, he's having fun.
How do you...
Well, I'm not a scientist. But apparently they strap dogs to...
Thanks for clearing that up, by the way.
No. Because apparently the study was they did stimulation tests of their brain activity when they...
Oh, and it matched.
And it like matched what okay. It was when they saw their owners.
Right.
So they just kind of, you know... I'm not saying it's true, but according to that study, 90% of their dreams are of you and like your loved ones and being with you.
Right.
Or you being a dick to them too.
Ooh.
Yeah, they can have bad dreams.
Some nightmares.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
It's kind of crazy to think about, like, their entire existence, right? They can't speak a fucking word.
Yeah.
But they can understand words.
They're so smart, though.
I know. It's like you can't understand anything, but, like, you know when I'm sad? Like, it's very weird.
Yeah. Sorry.
Crying?
No, I got...
choked up.
No. Yeah, I actually got choked up.
A little bit.
But it's...
Thinking about your dog dreaming about you, it's pretty fucking cute.
No, it's cute. It's great.
It's cute as shit.
I love it.
Wouldn't taste his pee, though.
That's no, true. Me neither. It's crazy to think about, though, like with dogs, how they can understand, like, oh, I have to sit now, or I have to lay down, or mm-hmm. whatever, or that word means this, but you can't say it.
I know.
It's kind of like, you ever meet someone who's, like, Spanish, and they, you're like, yo, can you speak Spanish? It's like, no, I can't really speak it, but I can understand it. It's like, what does that mean?
On this episode, Joe asks a Puerto Rican person if he's ever met anybody that's Spanish.
First of all, not
my mom.
Not met a Spanish person. I'm saying met a Spanish person who's like, I can't really speak it, but I can understand it.
Yeah, you're kind of looking at one.
You could do that?
Yeah.
How does that make sense?
It doesn't really make sense.
That's what I'm saying. Are Spanish people and dogs the same?
That's why.
That's going to come off bad.
We are going to have to cut that one. I was asking Mika the other day, like...
Can you imagine this was, like, a super popular podcast?
Oh,
like,
my God.
People would be like, oh, my God.
Between the first 5 minutes, tasting pee and comparing dogs to Spanish people, I think we'd be taken off the air.
Oh, my God. That'd be so funny. Yo, speaking of which, like, so stuff like that. No.
You're about to come in with something hot here.
No, I'm not.
All right.
So, no, I was saying, speaking of which...
Okay.
Of how, like, so what I just said. Like,
yeah.
Obviously, I wasn't comparing
Spanish people. Of course you weren't.
You know what I'm saying? Like... But it's easy to say that for me and you, right? But if this podcast was like, oh my God, like a Joe Rogan level, like millions of people every week are listening to it, right?
Yeah.
If it was like that, like that can be taken such a bad way and people would be so fucking angry over nothing.
Yeah, because if you watch this show without knowing who we are, I agree with you. But I think most of our audience that's going to like, if we didn't talk about it,
yeah, they wouldn't know.
They wouldn't know. Now they're going to have feelings about it.
Well, now they're going to
say... Now you create a monster and be like, yeah, man, like, listen, man, I was with you guys, but, like, once that came out, I was good.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
No, because you want to know is my mom's fluent in Spanish, so she would speak it a lot and then, like, add English into it.
I'm just thinking of a bit like this. Like, how can you pick up on certain words, mm-hmm. but you can't say sentences
because
if you know the words.
Because I never learned it formally. It's like if you, it's like.
But you could.
Yeah, I could, but like it's not to a point where I would feel comfortable like going to fucking Mexico.
And like, I'm good.
Yeah, and I'm good. Like I speak fluent Spanish because there's different dialects and shit.
You know, like keywords.
Yeah. Like I would be able to get around.
Right.
But like Mika was telling me like French. Like, he understands it, but he can't speak it either.
Isn't that weird?
Alana speaks French.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I wish I could speak, like, any other language.
I think that if you really tried, like, from this day forward, like, got Rosetta Stone and really tried...
You could.
You could do it.
Oh, of course.
It would be hard as shit.
Yeah, I don't want to do it.
But, like, I think if you took the time out, you could learn it. Like, a buddy of mine moved to Mexico and became a chef. Didn't know a fucking word of English. He was there for 2 years, learn the language.
Yeah, of course.
So, like, if you did it on your own, like, on the low, like, you could learn Spanish for sure.
Yeah, I don't doubt that. But
that,
like,
that's, like, one thing, like, I feel like with myself, I sell myself really, really short on stuff that I could actually do. Like shit like that.
Learning languages
or like reading more, like obtainable things, like things that are actually obtainable.
You're like, I can't read this book.
Yeah. Like why, like what is in my mind that forces me to feel like that?
That you're incapable?
Yeah.
I don't know. Why would you feel that way?
I just feel like I don't have a,
confidence.
It's not confidence. It's a repertoire.
Yeah.
And I don't think I have the organization skills to be like, I'm going to do this every night for an hour.
Okay.
Like learn, like do something completely outside of the box.
That's a discipline issue.
You would think so?
Yeah, I think that's a discipline issue because when you want to do something uncomfortable or you want to do something like that you don't normally do.
Right.
And you'd like it to be on a weekly thing.
Yeah.
If you're unable to do it, you're just not disciplined.
But what's something that you would love to do now that you don't do?
I don't know.
Read?
Sure. Read or play the piano more.
Right. So that's, you would say that's a discipline issue too? Or you have your minds in other places really that you don't feel like you could properly dedicate yourself to it?
I think that you could find time for anything. And I think when people say like, oh, I just don't have the time, like that is just an excuse that you don't actually believe.
Right.
Like, yeah, you're busy, like whatever, but there is always time to do it. If you really wanted to do it.
It's an easy out of the conversation.
Yeah, because the want wouldn't be there if it wasn't even possible to do.
Yeah.
Like, if I physically cannot do it, like, if I want to be a rock climber, but right, there's not a rock climbing wall for fucking 30 miles, like, it's not even obtainable. I wouldn't think about it.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
If you're like, you know what, I think I'm going to start reading more. And like maybe the first day you pick it up, like clearly it's obtainable to do that.
It's,
you
could so find time. Easy to read.
Yeah, of course. But it's like, I think it's a discipline thing of like, I just don't want to do it now. I'll do it later. Or I'll put it off. Or I won't do it today. I'll do it tomorrow. Yeah. I'll only do it once a week. And then it becomes, I'm just not going to do it anymore.
Exactly. Yeah, it's kind of like a snowball effect kind of in that way. But like, this is how I think about shit. It's like, not everybody can read.
Yeah.
And it's like, I feel like I take reading for granted a little bit. Like, you know, there's people out there that can't fucking read and write, bro. Like, they would probably love to be able to read a book.
That doesn't mean you have to read every book and be a scribe.
A scribe?
Like, they write, don't they?
I have no idea.
You don't know what the scribes are?
Yo, Words with Friends?
Yeah.
You think you could take me down?
Fuck yeah.
Can we start playing Words with Friends against each other?
Fine.
And we'll post our scores every week. We'll do one match a week.
How did this start?
I don't know, because I've been playing Words with Friends a lot.
Okay.
So we should play one match a week.
Yo, if you Google or you hit me with za, I'm going to lose it.
No, I know all the words. Like, I don't want to.
Like QA.
QI and all that shit. Like,
yeah, fucking
you're going to get hit with those, though.
All right. Yeah, but like, you know what I'm saying?
Once a week, let's try and do a Words with Friends, and we'll post the winner.
Okay.
And we'll see how we're doing on words.
I haven't played Words with Friends in a long time, but I used to play a lot of Scrabble.
Scrabble's great.
Yeah.
Scrabble's harder, obviously, than Words with Friends.
Speaking of Scrabble,
that's the real game.
Why is it harder? It's the same game.
Yeah, but you can't like put all the letters out there and see if they match.
Oh yeah, you just have to know.
Yeah.
Or motherfuckers will challenge you.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
I've been challenged hard.
I feel smart and dumb at the same time when I play Scrabble because I'll be like, oh my God, I can't believe I formed this word. I'm going to crush it next round. And then I end up doing that. But then there's other times where someone else will put down a word like taxi.
Yeah.
And you'll be like, what the fuck is taxi?
Yeah.
You know, you just like, you forget how to say words now.
Because you're so caught up in your own word.
Yeah. So it's like, what the fuck word is this? It's like, it's should. I'm like, oh.
Yeah. Like, yes.
Fuck, yeah.
Like yesterday.
Shalled?
I was gonna play, what word was I gonna play? I was gonna play ox, I think.
O-X?
O-X, yeah. Because it had like a double letter and X is like a wild fucking, yeah. You know, that's a big ass point. So.
Yeah, that's eight.
Yeah, that's big points, baby. So I was like, all right, let me play this. And then somebody used the word thill.
T-H-I-L-L.
Yeah, which I didn't know was a word.
Nope.
And they hit me for like 45 points. And it's like, yo, like.
Crush your ass.
Crush my ass. I was like, yo, I got like this good like 24 pointer. Like, I'm good. And then I was like, oh my God, 45. There's some people out there that are like remarkable at that game.
Yeah.
Now, do you think that they're smart?
No.
Or do you think that they're just good at that game?
It's a skill.
It's a skill, right?
It's not about, it's less about, especially on that app, it's less about knowing the words and it's more about like placement and how to play your whatever. Or
yeah.
Holding on to certain letters or whatever. I honestly.
Getting that triple fucking word though. Fuck!
Yeah. When you get to place your tile and make two of them, so you get two triple words.
Fucking trip trips.
Oh my fuck. Yeah.
Triple word me?
Triple word me?
What was your favorite OG phone game besides Snake? Like Snake was the only game that was on there. Candy Crush.
I was never like a huge Candy Crush person.
I went through a
I know people who are on like level 450 today.
Still crushing?
Still Candy Crushing.
Damn. Shout out to those still crushing it.
I mean, not shout out. That's kind of, that's an addiction.
That's obsessive, yeah.
Yeah. Remember Farmville on Facebook?
Yes.
I used to plant mad crops.
Yeah, but everyone would ruin my shit.
What do you mean?
Like I would never like take care of them and like all my crops would die and shit.
So that's you fucking your shit up.
Yeah, but can't you like fuck somebody's farm up? Like attack their farm?
I don't know. What? It's not an attacking
game. Yo, do you remember Jetman?
No.
On Facebook?
Jetman.
You just literally hit the space bar, and it was a guy that was constantly going through, like...
Caves?
Caves,
and you had to go up and down?
Yeah, and you had to go up and down and not hit the top or the bottom. Jetman was fuego, son.
Yeah, that was a good game.
Jetman was fire.
What other games?
Another good one was on your phone...
What was the
Brick Breaker, bro!
Yeah, that's the one. I was going to say, it's like tennis where you just keep... That's my shit.
When you get that fucking orange ball that would go through everything.
Mini Clip?
Scrolling the shit out of that fucking BlackBerry.
You remember Mini Clip?
No, I don't.
You don't remember miniclip.com?
No.
That's where they had Brick Breaker. But it was called something else, I think. But it was fire because you could get power-ups.
Yeah.
And there was like 14 balls at one time.
Yeah.
It's my shit.
Hell
dude.
Yeah. And you're like, if I could just keep two of them up.
Yeah.
You know, if I could just keep two going, I'm good. I used to hate those bricks that you'd have to hit multiple times.
I hate that.
Hated those. Hated them.
You know what game I'm amazing at?
Okay.
Immediately, you're like, no, you're not.
That's it?
No, but you know in bars, they have that game on the side where it's like there's two pictures, but there's something fucked up. Like, what doesn't match?
Photo Hunt.
Whatever.
It's Photo Hunt, and it's fucking amazing.
It's so good. I love it.
Playing,
check the mountains. Check the mountains in the back.
Playing with somebody else, though, too, like a spotter, is clutch.
Oh, hell yeah. But, yo, you take this half. I'll take this half. Do not look at my side. I will fuck you.
Yeah, that's it. I wouldn't go that far to say I'd fuck them, but I hear what you're saying.
I love that game.
You know what's the weird one? The golf one that's always in bars, and there's always some drunk white dude spinning the shit out of that fucking white ball.
Yeah, it was just like, oh!
It's just like, I'm like, dude, relax. You hit the ball. I always sucked at that one. I was never good at that fucking one. What the fuck was that one called?
I don't know. Some PGA shit,
PGA golf shit. With that little white ball. Always some drunk white dude in there just... Rah!
Yeah.
Fucking freeing that ball.
Damn, that is so funny.
Arcades were fire, man. I miss arcades, dude.
They have Barcade.
Yeah, but it's not the same, man. It doesn't light up your night. Remember going to an arcade when you were a kid?
No.
Really?
I never been to an arcade. Like a fully fledged arcade.
You never went to Nathan's?
Hot dogs?
Yeah. Some of them would have arcades in them.
No. I mean, I've been to like hotels and they had like mini arcades, like whatever, but.
Damn.
And I've been to Dave & Buster's like twice in the last year.
That's an arcade.
Yeah, I'm talking about like an arcade. You said, do you remember arcades? Like they don't exist anymore.
They don't. Not well, like
Dave
that.
Dave & Buster's is an arcade.
Dude, arcades were like going to play the Simpsons fucking game.
The last time I went to Dave & Buster's, this guy was out on a date, clearly, with this girl. And he's like, oh, let's play the basketball game. And then he's like, I'll go first, like whatever. Like being cool, right?
Yeah.
Gets his points, whatever. And this little like Asian girl he's with is like, okay, crushes him.
Fire.
It was hilarious. Fire. I'm like, fuck you, man. I thought you were going to crush this girl. She fucked you up.
I'm going to go out on a limb here. I feel like Asians are very good at games.
Well, yeah.
I think they're very good at them.
Yeah. Do you remember the video of the guy who, it was an Asian guy, it was the basketball game, the little shoot, the papa shot.
Oh, he was amazing.
And he had two hands and he was just...
Yeah.
That's the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
They have some like amazing focus.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Yeah, they have some like hyper focus shit that's amazing. Remember Fruit Ninja?
That
Fruit Ninja was fire, son.
Fruit Ninja, it took a lot of years off of my life to be honest. Yeah,
Fruit Ninja was
fire. I hit that banana, you fuck!
Yeah, I know.
This fucking watermelon?
When you would freeze and get like that fucking 9-fruit fucking combo, fucking bust a nut in my pants.
Yeah, dude. Or you hit that, what was like, bombs you couldn't hit?
Bombs you couldn't hit. Yeah, that shit would suck. But at Dave & Buster's, they have a big ass Fruit Ninja.
With your, like your
that's
hands?
The size of this table.
Whoa.
Yeah.
And you gotta cut?
Yeah, and you're doing it like that.
That's fire.
Yeah.
Do you know what they have at Dave & Buster's that I'm really bad at, actually? Yes. How the fuck do you know I was going to say that? That's weird.
What?
That game.
Where
the lights come up and you have to hit them as they pop up.
The reaction one?
I'm trash at it.
I'm mad good at it.
But I hit the fuck out of those lights. I probably broke that machine.
Whack-a-mole was never a fan of those.
No. Not really.
I would just use my hands, like double hands.
The street fair over here, they had a whack-a-mole, but we never really played it. I usually played the game where you throw like ping pong balls at the fucking... the fish bowls.
Oh, the carnival games are fun, though. Yeah, like, you know you're going to lose, but they're fun anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like carnivals.
Dude, there was this one year. I like carnivals. Yo, actually, there was a time. So that fair, like, I stopped going to because it got, like, mad dangerous. Like, there every time we went, there was, like, some sort of crazy shit that would happen. Like, I remember one year.
It was just, like, Greek gangs fighting or something?
No, it's not only Greek people around. I don't know who the fuck it is, but fights would break out all the time.
Can't go anywhere now.
But there was a guy who was a vendor, and apparently he told some guy to like leave or something. And like this all happened like right in front of me. And the guy came out and pulled a screwdriver out.
Jesus.
And tried to stab one of the vendors with it. They beat the shit out of this man. I've never seen someone get their ass kicked as bad as I saw that
day. Wait, like all the carnies came up and like beat the guy up?
Yep.
That's fire, yo. They're ride or die like that?
Yo, they beat this guy to hell. And he was on the ground. And this is how bad it was. Like, this is the worst I've seen anyone get their ass kicked, right? He was on the ground. They were kicking the shit out of him. And then, like, he was so out of it because he was getting his head stomped in. And he like literally sat up like that, like this. And, like, sat up like the Undertaker. And some guy came out of nowhere and kicked this guy in the face.
Just 60-yard field goal him.
And he just laid on the ground. And I was like, this is a dead man in front of me. Yeah. It literally happened right here.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm never coming to this thing again. Like, this is incredibly dangerous.
Damn, dude.
And there was another time that a fight broke out with like 30 kids. And people were running down the street. I saw a kid hit someone with a bike. And someone got hit with a fucking a skateboard. Yeah, dude. Someone picked up a bike and threw it at someone. Didn't even throw it. Just held it in their hand and were trying to hit them with the bike. It was just insane. It was shit.
Why having all these fucking outsiders brawls going on over here?
Yeah, it was wild, dude. I was just like...
Didn't you say you heard gunshots out here on Halloween?
You were here, weren't you?
No. I would have left. I would have stayed here.
Someone was here. But yeah, I don't know if there were gunshots. I'll tell you what, though. When I was younger, I was in my bedroom, and my mom's house where I grew up, like across the street, it's just a bunch of factories. Mm-hmm. So like it's we called it the dumps, like down the dumps, because there's nothing over there. And some of the factories were like shut down, so there was nothing there, literally.
Yeah.
And then the only thing, it's like one avenue, and then the water, and then Rikers Island, right? But Rikers Island's like a mile into the water. Like, you're not, you know, whatever. But I remember one night hearing, like, yelling or something. It, like, woke me up. So I opened the window. And it sounded like it was very in the distance. Like, far away. Like, yelling. And then I heard two loud bangs and I didn't hear yelling. And, like, I don't know if it was because, you know, I kind of, like, try to put two and two together. But I swore that I heard help. So I woke my mom up and I told her. And I slept in her bed because I was scared. Looking back on it, gunman comes to my house. My mom's not saving me.
No, probably not.
She's getting shot.
Actually, you know what? Moms have like weird like parent strength. Like she probably could figure something out.
Maybe. My mom's a lunatic when it comes to that stuff.
I know. When you go back to your parents' house now, well, over there, your childhood home.
Yeah.
Do you sleep on a couch?
No. I sleep in my mom's bed with my mom and the two dogs.
Wait a second.
Hell yeah.
How old are you?
I am 27-year-old man.
So every time... Wait, help me get this right. Because I've seen Instagram stories on your thing. And that couch is... Well, I've been there. That couch is ginormous. You could you could just sleep on the couch.
Yeah, I don't... Yeah, I could.
I don't think there's anything wrong with sleeping with your mom. I'm not saying that. A little old, maybe.
Oh, yeah, a little old. For sure a little old.
Like, how does it work, though? Like, who goes to sleep first?
She does.
So you'll just be...
Yeah, and I just pop in there.
I'm trying to make this not sound weird.
No. I move the dogs out of the way, and I get in this bed.
Now, is that because that's the only place you would feel comfortable sleeping in there?
No.
You just love your mom.
It's not that I love my... I'm not, like, spooning my mom.
I know you're not. You're 27 years old and moving dogs so you can sleep with your mom.
Yeah.
I think it's cute. It's a little weird.
So funny. No, but yeah, I do that. Because, well, now...
When did that start? This whole thing?
Well, when I moved out. Well, it's not the case anymore. Because... It's not the case anymore. Ever since my sister moved out, I don't do that. Because there's an extra bed now. Yeah. So I'll sleep in that bed. But there was never an extra bed. And that couch was so... It's so fucking like...
You have this little smile on right now.
Because it's so funny.
It's funny.
I really don't like care, but...
No, why would you care? There's nothing weird about it.
No.
Something weird about it.
No, but... so now there's an extra bed, so I'll sleep in that one.
All right.
And to be fair, a lot of the reason why I would sleep in that bed is because it was so comfy.
Listen, man.
It was the best bed ever.
I'm not hating.
I don't give a shit if you hate.
I don't give a shit if you hate.
No, yeah. 27-year-old man. I've slept in that bed numerous times.
Good for you. Where's Keith sleep? In the basement.
No, he has a room upstairs now.
He has a room upstairs now.
Yeah. The basement we're redoing.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. But
what are you guys putting in there? Please put a bathroom in there.
When are you there?
For when I'm there, because here's why. I've pooped at your house multiple times. I don't like pooping upstairs.
Why?
Because that's where everyone does their stuff. I'd rather poop in like a non-poopable zone, like where most people won't go to poop. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It's going to be the summertime. We're going to be over there a couple times.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
And I don't feel comfortable pooping upstairs so close to people's bedrooms. I don't like it.
I don't know what to tell you. I don't know if a bathroom...
You have two bathrooms in here.
We're redoing the entire thing. We're doing the whole... Yeah, I know.
Get a bathroom down there, dog. Did you grow up peeing in a sink down there?
What?
Did you grow up peeing in a sink?
No, that sink's a new thing.
That pee sink is new?
Pee sink is new, yeah.
Oh, so even you were older when you started peeing in the sink.
It's like a slop sink. It's not an actual sink.
It's sink that you pee in.
I mean, it's not a sink. You're not doing dishes and washing your hands in it.
But you're peeing in it.
Yeah, I'm peeing in it.
Fire. That's dope. I like peeing in sinks.
I've shit in there.
Shut the fuck up.
No.
I was trying to think how you would have to be stable enough off the ground to shit. Like, yeah. You would have to like be like a gymnast to shit in a fucking thing like that.
Your face just now was just like...
I was like, yo, this kid's core strength is unbelievable.
Yeah, those gymnasts where you're just holding that like... and also shitting.
That's crazy.
It's near impossible.
It's near impossible. But it's possible. I think Keith's definitely took a dump down there.
Probably. No way. No.
Like mid-fort, def.
Oh my God, do you want to hear like the funniest story ever?
Yeah.
It's about Keith.
Yes.
Well, kind of about Keith. There was a time where... Charlie took a shit in his room. Do you know the story?
No.
Okay, Charlie took a shit in his room. And this is when Charlie was like shitting in the house, obviously, so he was young. So he shit in his room. And usually he never really went up there, Charlie, right? Because he was around everyone. But so he had shit in this room, like, you know, under the radar.
Fucking
shit.
Recon shit.
Recon shit, yes. And so it was Keith's room. And Keith didn't find it until like so long later that it was hard.
Oh my god! Like a day later?
Like a dog shit has to get hard, and I don't know how long that takes.
It takes a while.
So it was hard. I'm like, Keith, how did you not smell this?
What did he say?
Didn't find a dog shit. A baby dog. A puppy shit.
Yeah,
they
puppies
stank.
Yeah, disgusting. I have a theory. He found it, just didn't feel like cleaning it up.
Oh, look at this. Time to go to bed, though.
Yeah, I'll do it in the morning.
I'll definitely do it in the morning.
Have you ever, has Charlie ever peed and you tried to, rush to get him outside?
I, picked him up and there's pee coming out? Yeah.
I had to do that once with Eli when he was, younger.
He's pissed all over me.
He pissed, and I literally picked him up, and as I was walking, it was just piss going left and right, left and right, left and right.
Wait till you have a baby. Those things will pee right in your mouth. Ugh. Like baby boys, when you change their diapers, piss all over you.
Fire.
Not fire.
No.
I have to plug up my baby's pee hole like, hey! What?
That would hurt.
I'm not going to actually put a plug in it. I'm just going to put my thumb or my hand out of the way.
It's so weird how little a baby's penis is.
Yeah.
this big. It's just so weird that we're babies at one point. Me and you were babies.
Yeah.
Fucking babies.
And then you grow.
It's so weird.
And you get tall.
What?
You know what I thought about the other day?
It's
that's
so scary.
Yeah, scary.
Yeah, because it's all right, so it's when you get a dog, it's hey, listen, this dog is going to be 10 years, 12 years if you're lucky. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But it's an everyday thing.
Mm-hmm.
You have to take care of that dog. But when it comes down to babies, that thing's going to live a long-ass time. And probably, if you're lucky, until you die, right?
Right.
But, it's just weird that babies, grow up to take care of who makes them, if that makes any sense. Because, a puppy's never going to take care of you. You know what I'm saying? You take care of a puppy until it dies.
Yeah.
Sadly.
They die.
They die very early, you know? But, when you have, a kid, they're supposed to, take care of you at some point.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
It's kind of like an insurance policy a little bit.
Yeah, you're breeding caretakers, caregivers.
That's what it is.
What's the difference between a caretaker and a caregiver?
That is a great fucking question.
Blew your mind.
They're the same thing.
Are they?
They have to be.
I don't know.
They have to be. They have to be.
Well, someone's taking and someone's giving here.
Yeah.
Not here, but.
Do you have life insurance?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Should I get life insurance?
Yeah. Yeah, you should, Dan.
I should.
You're dangerous.
Yeah, but then I'm probably a flag. I probably won't get insured.
No, you're not fucking surfing volcanoes.
Yeah. Who's that guy? Along Came Polly or something?
Yeah, his name. Oh, fuck.
What the fuck is his name? He skydives and shit.
Yeah. This crocodile wrestling bastard die. Oh my god, that was such a good performance.
Great performance.
R.I.P.
Yeah.
All right, definitely P. Hold on, right before we move on.
Babies.
Get to the sponsors.
Sponsors of the show.
The first sponsor we have here is Untuck It. Okay, here's a tip. No guy looks good in a long, bulky dress shirt when it's untucked, which I used to do when I was younger. And my mom and sister used to kill me for it. But I just like the look of untucked. I think it says all right, I got my button down on. But I'm not a stepdad.
Yeah, you're not Supes Forms, which means super formal.
Supes Forms?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. But yeah, so Untuck It makes shirts specifically designed to be worn untucked. So they're not all long. They're a little shorter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they have nice shirts. Not too long, not too short for that clean, casual look you can even wear at the office. And I know some people that have office jobs, Espo being one of them, big Untuck It guy. But I like untuck it. Because, like I said, I don't like the whole tucking thing.
I don't like it either. It shows off my belly too much.
Yeah, it shapes your stomach.
Yeah.
You know? And now I got to wear a belt that's got to be nice.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that. And maybe I don't even have to wear a belt.
No.
I'm not a big belt guy.
I like belts, but I like them for their what they actually do.
Not their stylistic points.
Exactly.
Untuck it shirts, guys. Go check them out. They're really nice shirts. Some of my favorite shirts that I own are from Untuck It. They have like wrinkle free shirts also, so mm-hmm. like right out of the pack, pow, put it on your body.
And what about me? Like, I'm a short guy. Do they have like stuff for short guys?
Come on, bro. You're a short guy.
Yeah. I'm 5'9".
Yeah, I wouldn't consider that like short.
Oh, thanks, bro.
You're welcome, man.
Thanks, dude.
All right, cool. Anyway, with more than 50 fit combinations, Untuck It shirts look great on tall, short, slim, and athletic guys of all ages.
What?
I just said Asians. ages.
I'm sure it does, though.
Yeah, it does fit Asians. Go to untuckit.com or visit one of Untuck It's 50 stores across the U.S. and Canada. They even offer free shipping and returns on all orders in the U.S. Use the promo code BASEMENT for 20% off your first purchase. If you want the perfect fitting shirt, regardless of your shape or size, try the original Untucked shirt. And remember, use the promo code BASEMENT for 20% off your first purchase. Untucked, spelled UNTUCKIT. All right, check that out. Next, we have Stamps.com. Everyone knows Stamps.com. They bring all the amazing services of the U.S. Postal Service right to your computer, whether you have a small office sending invoices or you're shipping merch or whatever you're doing. That's what I used to use it for, shipping that merch. You know what I'm saying? But you can, at any point in the day, use Stamps.com, and you don't have to wait on any lines. You don't have to go in the car, get dressed, go to the store, the actual post office. To do any of that, you can do it in the comfort of your own home. And you just need a printer. That's it. And they even, they have, you can print official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package of mail, whatever you need. And with stamps.com, you get 5 cents off every first class stamp and up to 40% off priority mail. Not to mention it's a fraction of the cost of those expensive postage meters. Stamps.com is a no-brainer. Right now, our listeners can get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale without any long-term commitment. Just go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in basement. That's stamps.com. Click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in basement. And there you go. There you go.
There you go.
What's up?
Oh, nothing.
I got you, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. I was trying not to laugh throughout the entire ends.
It was the Asians thing I said?
Yeah, it was funny.
Yeah, it was a slip up.
It was a slip up. Freudian.
What?
Freudian.
Freudian?
Slip. What is a Freudian slip again?
It's kind of like if I went to say like, I'm going to fuck you up, but I just went, I'm going to fuck you. And then you'd be like, oh, it's a Freudian slip because you want to fuck me.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah,
you're
yeah,
like,
yeah.
You accidentally say what you actually mean.
Yeah.
You know? But that was a weird example that I gave. By the way.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, I got a comment on the latest video you put out on Santa Gata Studios.
Okay.
That is hilarious.
All right.
So, obviously, everyone knows I used to make videos that were a certain way,
mm-hmm.
and like whatever, blah blah blah. So I'm doing something different. I like doing different shit, and it's a lot more fun now. I love doing the podcast and whatnot. And we put out the video of us painting to Bob Ross.
Great video.
Like a Bob Ross tutorial. If you haven't seen it, go check it out. It's on youtube.com/Santa Gata Studios. And someone left a comment that said, I mean, I'm paraphrasing here, not the last part, but paraphrasing the beginning, where it's like, oh, I miss the Walmart and Idiots of the Internet videos. I don't like this new shit. You're going in a homo direction and I don't like it. I was like, whoa. Because he said that we made too many dick jokes, so we're going in a homo direction. And I just find it so funny.
What's wrong with people?
I don't know, but why are people so like bothered?
I don't think I could ever comment and just be like, yeah, what's up? This is
what
really
is a
good
homo direction?
I don't know. Which way is homo direction?
If someone's going in a homo direction, does that mean it's like they're working their way up to being full-fledged, like, now I'm gay.
Yeah, that's what I think he's trying to say.
I'm inching towards that.
I'm just
is the thought process?
I'm just going to let you guys know. I'm going to let you guys in on a little secret. We're probably some of the least gay people.
We're just comfortable.
We're comfortable men, okay?
It's all right? I love it.
I just don't understand why people are still calling people gay. And saying they're going in homo directions. What does that even mean?
I don't know. I'm painting with my friends. I can't paint. Painting's gay now.
I used to love your videos, but now you're moving in a homo direction. Maybe it was a typo. Maybe you meant whole new.
Those are completely different, all right? You're trying to help them, but it's not working.
No, I'm not trying to help that fucker. Fuck you, man.
It was so funny. Actually, I think I have it. I think Keith was the one who sent it to me. He's like, yo, this is hysterical. So I
don't know. I just don't get that whole thing.
Oh, this is what it says. It says, oh my God, this is way better than I thought.
All right.
It starts off very hot. Dudes.
Well, then it says dudes.
Yeah. Dudes, are you sucking each other off or something? What the fuck? Too many dick references. You sound like fags.
Whoa. They called us fags?
Gave us the F word. Old channel was 10 times funnier. Not sure why you went this homo direction. Good luck, minus one sub. Sad.
Okay.
Why did he start sounding like Donald Trump at the end there?
Yeah.
Minus one sub. Sad. Awful.
Awful. Damn with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy. I'm praying for you, bud. I really am. Yeah. And I'm not.
Yeah. The comment on top of that. You guys are bad at painting, but the videos are great.
At least you got one.
I'll take
it. At least
you
got one.
I'll take the half compliment. But yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, why are you so angry?
You want to know what's weird?
I hate when dudes are so scared of, like, dick jokes.
Why can't you just come out of your fucking comfort zone and, like, not be a fucking homophobe for 3 seconds?
Like, you ever hug a guy and he's like, oh, cool, all right, I get it, man. And you're like, relax.
It's like, dude, no one's going
to suck. I'm not trying to fuck you.
No one's going to suck your cock, bro. Yeah, relax.
Take it easy, you fucking asshole.
Like, listen, we've talked about how when we were kids, we would make jokes and shit. Never once have I ever been, like,
scared of gay people.
Get this gay thing away from me. I don't understand how people are like that. I don't understand.
What are they afraid of?
What are you afraid of? Okay.
Oh, my. Oh, man. Oh, jeez.
But that's a lack of education, though.
No,
it's also it has to come from your upbringing.
That's what I was gonna say.
Someone put this in your head,
yeah.
That like if a gay person is within 3 feet of you, you get leprosy,
yeah, or AIDS or something. Yeah,
like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
not every gay person has AIDS. People out there,
I also,
newsflash for you.
I hate when people are like when they try to seem like they're okay. They're not homophobic. And they go, they're like, I don't care if you're gay. Just don't be gay near me.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, that is the front. Like,
that's called homophobia, bro.
Yeah, you fucking idiot. I don't care if you're gay. Just be gay on an island away from me. It's like, yo, you're a fucking idiot.
I just feel like when we do the show, right? There's always like 3 or 4 like cowboys. That's what I call them. Cowboys. The homophobe cowboys. We're like, it's like, you're going out of your way to call 2 straight people gay.
Nah.
And what if we were gay? Like, who writes that and then goes unsub? Like, we're going to be like, oh, man, hate that this guy's not here anymore. We don't want you here.
I'm not even going to notice you. I didn't even know you were there to begin with.
Funny comment, though.
Yeah.
I would get a chuckle reading it.
It was just
the
like,
dark side of me would get a chuckle reading that.
Yeah, because I love how it starts off, dudes, are you guys sucking each other off or something?
God, it's so weird.
I wonder, was he telling a joke or maybe he was actually like curious?
He could have,
like,
been April Fool's in us.
Yeah, maybe he's like, just kidding. Love the homo direction.
it could be an April Fool's. Could be an April Fool's. Probably not, though. I'm definitely going to look him up now.
I don't know if you could. He didn't have like a picture or anything.
One of those guys.
None of those people have pictures.
Fucking eggs.
Eggs.
Fucking bastards.
Bastards.
You can never find. Have you ever tried to find someone, though, that is like, set, like put a comment on your thing?
No, I've never.
I've done it.
Did you?
Fuck yeah.
Why?
What's up?
What'd you find?
Oh,
someone wrote a comment and you're like, I'm going to find this person.
Yeah.
But what were you going to do when you got them?
No, I find like shitty. No, not in person.
No, I know that.
Like, I'll find like pictures of them and like post them. I used to do this all the time.
You would flame them?
Yeah. I'd be like, this guy made fun of me. I used to be really, really. You stopped me from doing that, really.
Really?
Yeah, because remember I talked to you. I was like, yo, like I'm going to go at like one of these guys. It's like when we first started working with each other.
Yeah,
you're
yeah.
like, why? And I was like, yeah, you know what? It doesn't make sense. But I used to love.
It adds fuel to the fire because even if you read something that bothers you. See, there's two things. Like, I hate when people act like, oh, comments don't bother me. It's like, dude, someone is saying something bad about you. Like, that, by definition, is going to make you feel bad. Like, maybe it doesn't make you feel bad to the point where, like, changes your mood. But when you read it, you're like, oh, it sucks. Like, someone doesn't like me. You know?
Yeah.
Who the fuck likes to be hated? Like, that's
nobody,
stupid.
Nobody.
You know?
I want everyone to like me.
Exactly. So it's like, when someone says something like that, there's a little part of you that's like, ah, that sucks. But, like, whatever. You know, it's not a big deal. But if someone really strikes a nerve with you and like bothers you.
I'm bad too.
I've never really done that. There have been times like in the very, very, very beginning, like when I had like 6,000 followers on Twitter, I've replied to people before. And then I've noticed that just is like, you just open up the floodgates. Because now everyone's like, he's going to respond?
Yeah.
Now I'm going to fucking go at him.
Yeah.
Even if I don't feel that way.
Did
I'm just going to say it.
Did you LOL them?
No.
All right, so Joe does this thing where, like, if he's, like, mad at you, not really mad at you, but, like, if you do something that upsets him, he'll always end it passive-aggressively with the LOL.
No, I'll start it with the LOL.
Yeah, he'll start it with the LOL. He'll be like, LOL. He's not laughing at all.
No.
And then, like...
It's kind of like a laugh you do before you're, like...
Listen, bro.
Yeah.
There's
it's like,
that.
All right, well, you didn't edit it, so.
Yeah. And then he'll immediately follow it up with something really nice.
Because I don't want to, yeah, I do that constantly. I do that constantly.
I'm like, yeah, I've told him. I was like, yo, you could be a dick, bro. It's cool. Like, don't
it's
worry
just
about
not,
it.
I don't like it. It hurts me.
Yeah. I don't like being a dick either.
Especially because, like, I know it bothers you. You know what bothers a lot, Davino?
The LOLs?
No. Like, if he does something that could be taken, like, I wouldn't... I know the kind of person Davino is. Like, he's the nicest kid in the world.
I'd never want to hurt anyone's feelings ever, really.
Davino will do something that is so, like... It's minuscule. Like, it doesn't bother me at all that you said that, you know?
Right.
Like, he'll make a joke about something, and I'm just like, haha. Like, 4 days later, he'll text me and be like, yo, I just want to say, like, I'm sorry about that. Like, I'm like, Davino, I'm not even thinking about, like, relax. I'm not even thinking about this. I'm like, you're my friend. You're not a stranger.
But I always feel bad, like, especially if it comes down to the show, like, if it doesn't meet your standards, I always feel bad. You know what I'm saying? So, like, when I get that LOL, I'm like, oh, damn. Motherfucker lolled me. And then I'm just like, I'm like in my bathroom, like, thinking about my life for, like, the next, like, 30 minutes.
I remember the last time I did this, you were on your way to therapy. It's like, all right, I'm going to therapy to talk about you for an hour.
I had a great therapy session, actually, yesterday.
You cry?
I did, actually.
Fire.
I did cry.
I'm trying to cry at therapy.
Yeah. You're in.
Yeah. I'm trying to cry.
You should call them today.
Yeah.
Try to get set away.
I would love to go to therapy and just cry because then I'm like, ooh, this is working.
Crying,
you know, like with Listerine, where it's like when it burns, it's like, oh, this is working. When you're crying in therapy, it's working.
Hell yeah, dog. But no, but
hell yeah, dog.
Back to like the comment thing. Like, there's like that guy went out of our way to call us fags, bro.
Yeah. Why does that? I don't know. It doesn't bother me though.
It doesn't bother me. It just makes me. It makes me feel sad for like the earth. It's like this guy, first off, called us dudes.
Yeah.
Hey, dudes, are you guys sucking each other's dicks, basically? And then called us fags, and then unsubbed. Like, old me would be like, I can't let this guy win.
But he doesn't win.
No.
He's just some random homophobic dude
that
I don't know.
No. I think it was an April Fool's joke, hopefully. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt.
I don't think so.
No. You ever pulled an April Fool's joke on anyone?
No.
I think April Fool's Day
is so fucking stupid.
Yeah, yeah, it's one of the dumbest days.
Hey, the whole point of a prank is so that people get caught off guard. Now we're dedicating a day like, hey, do the pranks today.
Yeah.
I'm on guard.
Yeah, it's dumb. It's dumb.
Defeats the purpose of a prank.
Yeah.
I've tried when I was younger, probably.
Yeah, of course. Everyone's tried.
Like, ooh, like, let's put a cup of water above a jar door.
Yeah. A jar door?
Well, like when the door is ajar.
Oh, open.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's like a riddle, isn't it? When is a jar...
Not a jar.
Not a jar.
When it's closed. Didn't someone say that at Xbox the other day? I think Frankie said that on Xbox.
Yeah, somebody said it. Yeah. But no, but like even like what Bieber did.
Yeah, the Bieber thing is ridiculous. He played an April Fool's joke and said that him and Hailey Bieber were pregnant, and then they weren't, and then people like lost their minds about it. And I'm like, I think pregnancy jokes are fucking stupid. Like, I think they're stupid.
Yeah.
I don't think that one is stupid. Like,
no.
Like him doing it to everyone else is like fine, but like, if she did it to him, I'd be like, this girl's a fucking psycho. Like,
right.
Oh, I'm pregnant. No, I'm just kidding. Like, why would you lie about the birth of a child? Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
But like to do it to the mass, like, oh, who's offended by that?
I guess a lot of people. I guess people that like can't get pregnant or something.
How the fuck does that apply to them?
I don't know. I don't think it does.
Hey man, we're having.
I'm just trying to see where. You can't do anything though now.
No, that is ridiculous. If people who can't have children, like that's terrible, and I'm sorry about that. Like, you know, whatever. I'm not being insensitive. I'm just trying to connect this. Fucking Justin Bieber says, "Hey guys, we're pregnant. April Fools." And you go, "Oh man, I can't have kids. That offended me. How?
I don't know."
And I'm not saying you can't be offended.
I know what you're saying.
You can't.
I don't think you should be, though, to be honest. I'll go out there and say it. I think it's a little crazy to be offended by that. People have joked about that. That's like one of the biggest April Fool's jokes like there is. It's a classic April Fool's joke.
What about all the fucking pregnancy pranks on YouTube from those fucking idiots?
Did you see that guy that made out with his sister?
Oh, don't get me started, dude. That was all. I don't even know.
I think that's fake.
I think it's fake, too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that kid's a fucking weirdo anyway.
Yeah, yeah. That guy's...
His whole channel's making out with people.
Yeah, it's weird.
Fucking creep.
I don't understand people that...
It's like, yo, let's play rock, paper, scissors. Fuck it. And he starts making out with them.
Yeah, that's not... It can't be real.
Dude, you're awesome.
Yeah.
Pussy slayer, dude. Fucking weirdo. Dresses like Chris Angel.
He does.
It's weird, dude. Kid's a weirdo, dude. Oh, like yo, and that video of him kissing his like half sister, where the fuck he's talking about. He was like, "So you guys have been asking for this, and I'm gonna." Who's asking for this?
Yeah, I know.
Show me one comment where someone's like, "Yo, you know who should kiss your fucking sister?"
Yeah.
You know who probably said it? This fucking guy over here. Yeah. The guy that called us gay.
Hey, kiss your sister, bro.
Kiss your sister. That's sick.
Don't be gay. Kiss your sister, bro.
Don't be gay. Kiss your sister now.
Do it. That was a powerful do it.
That was. I think we can end on that note.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Danny, where can they find you?
You can find me at... Whoa.
It's your name.
No, I was going to say you can find me in St. Louis rolling on dubs. But
just say you're fucking...
At Daniel Priori on Instagram and Twitter.
You guys can follow me on social media at Joe Santagato. Go check out the show on Instagram at The Basement Yard. And our Patreon that is set up, patreon.com/thebasementyard. Thank you for supporting the show, everyone. You get a free. You get a free extra episode on the Patreon that is exclusive to the Patreon. You get every episode a week in advance, and you get other cool shit as well. Extra content, Q&As from me and Danny and shit like that. And you can also get a personalized video message through there if you're in a certain tier. So go check that out, patreon.com/thebasementyard. And that is all. See you guys next time.